Picture northeastern Ohio decades ago, at a time when the steel mills boomed, freight trains rumbled through the Mahoning Valley, and cities like Youngstown and Warren were at the heart of American industry. But as times changed, so did our economy. By the late 20th century, our communities faced hard questions. How do we rebuild? How do we diversify? How do we stay connected to a global economy? Out of those questions and out of regional vision came something called the Western Reserve Port Authority, or WRPA. This is the story of how it came into existence, why it was needed, who made it happen, and what it was built to do. The area known as the Western Reserve of Ohio traces its name back to the late 1700s. It was once land claimed by the state of Connecticut and became a hub for early settlers, industry, and innovation. By the 20th century, this region, especially Mahoning and Trumbull counties, had become the backbone of America's steel production. But by the 1970s and 80s, deindustrialization hit hard. Steel mills closed, jobs vanished. Communities that had thrived for decades faced economic uncertainty. Local leaders realized they needed new tools, not just to survive, but to compete in a changing world. Across the country, one tool began gaining popularity, port authorities. Now, when we think of a port, we often picture a harbor with ships. But a port authority can do much more. It's a governmental entity that helps communities build and finance infrastructure, airports, railways, logistics hubs, commercial buildings, and more. Port authorities are flexible, regional, and powerful. They can issue bonds, acquire land, and attract investment. Ohio law allows local governments to create port authorities. So the idea began to grow. What if Mahoning and Trumbull counties worked together to create one? The official story begins in 1992. That's when Trumbull County and Mahoning County joined forces to create a joint port authority, the first of its kind in this part of Ohio. Their shared goal? Revitalize the region by leveraging the power of infrastructure development. And so, the Western Reserve Port Authority was born. Its first major responsibility? The Youngstown-Warren Regional Airport, located in Vianna Township. This airport, once a busy military and commercial hub, needed new life and a new vision. WRPA took ownership of the airport and began investing in its modernization. Over time, the authority also began expanding its mission, supporting economic development projects across both counties. Like any new organization, WRPA faced its share of challenges. There were questions about funding, debates about regional priorities, and growing pains between two counties working together. But slowly, success followed. The WRPA helped secure grants for airport upgrades. It became a conduit for financing major development projects, hotels, industrial sites, and even technology parks. One of its key tools? Something called Port Authority Financing, which allows it to help private developers and public entities finance large projects with tax-exempt bonds or creative lease structures. It's not just about moving planes and trains. It's about moving capital, jobs, and vision. Today, the Western Reserve Port Authority is far more than an airport manager. It's a regional development engine. It partners with cities, counties, nonprofits, and private companies to bring new life to old properties and to spark investment where it's needed most. It helps redevelop brownfields, former industrial sites. It supports tourism projects, medical facilities, logistics hubs, and more. And through it all, it remains rooted in one goal, to revitalize the Mahoning Valley, one smart investment at a time. So, how did the Western Reserve Port Authority come into existence? It was born out of necessity, shaped by collaboration, and powered by the belief that even in a post-industrial world, regions like ours can rise again. Today, the WRPA board and staff stands as a force working toward not just building infrastructure, but resiliency, re-innovation, and regional unity.